It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2024, recorded Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Zoltz out of bolts. On this episode of the Gizwiz, we go back to Vegas for four more gadgets from the show. All next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now, and here he is, our executive vice president producer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good. What's new with you?
Let's see. It's cold in New York City.
Yes.
For about almost 10 days, but on Sunday they said it may go above freezing.
Oh, my gosh. So you can get the shorts out. Woo.
Oh my gosh. There were a few New Yorkers still wearing shorts. I mean, it's just a thing to get attention, I'm sure.
Yeah. Not, what?
Because earlier in the week we had 40 mile an hour winds, and when it's 20 and the winds are 40 miles an hour, that's pretty cold.
Yeah.
I finally bought a ton.
You mean
of
to say when it's 20, it's pretty cold. And then the winds?
Yeah, wind, yeah, really, really. So the one bright spot is that the boat show came to town, so that's always fun.
The boat show?
I have a little one-minute video if you want to. I can talk about that while this runs.
Yeah, let's check this out.
So the boat show is in town, started yesterday, and it runs through Sunday at the Javits Center. And outside in the hall, they have this guy who makes sure that you enter and stay in.
Oh, he's checking badges, it looks like.
Yes. I stopped by Merck because I always like to look at, I can actually even talk over this.
The lower units.
Their 600 horsepower outboard with counter-rotating props. It weighs 1,260 pounds.
Whoa!
It's a V12. You imagine a V12, and what I like about it is you used to have to take a cowling off an outboard to get to do anything, and now cowlings on outboards are huge. So this, you just open the door at the top of it. There, the fuses are there, the oil filters are there. You can check the oil. And according to one of the flyers, a press release has said, probably for the first 1,000 hours, you will not have to remove the cowling from this engine. Now, what would your guess be for the price?
Oh, my. Every time we do this with boat motors, it's absurd. It's the price of like two cars. Like, I'm always like amazed.
Oh, Crispy Bacon's in with 100,000.
100,000. I'm going to guess 300,000.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, in that case, it's a bargain.
Oh, good.
All right. I think the price for the engine alone is...
Without the boat. You still need to get on the water.
Yes. The engine is 80,000 to 90,000.
Okay. Yeah.
So I Googled it, and there was somebody selling it for $8,400. And then you'll need a ton of gadgets and cables and
I didn't even think about that. You really are just buying the engine. I mean, you need to run your boat doesn't have the cabling pre-cabled, I assume.
Yeah. Now everything now is fly-by-wire. So,
right.
You know, in the old days you had cables to shift and everything. Now it's, but
also just like things like, I assume, like sonar or the steering wheel and like all that stuff needs to be integrated into your ship.
Yeah. You need at least one LED panel, and they're probably $4,000. I mean, it's really great because you buy it once, and people with outboards like to switch them around. When you have an outboard that weighs 1,260 pounds, you're not going to be easily switching them around. But no. you buy the one gauge, and when you start it up, it says you have one engine, two engine. It works up to, the new ones, I believe, work up to five engines on one
Whoa.
Boat.
Do you need that just for moving power because the boat is so heavy? Does it like max out speed? I mean, like,
you know, I think a lot of it is showing off. You know,
do you realize? You're telling me, why have two 12 cylinder 600 horsepower engines when you could have yes. five?
Yeah, yes. There was a boat there with four hundreds. And I thought, well, wait a minute. You could have done a couple of 4 400s is 1600. Anyway, the thing is, what I thought was different about this show, there were almost no small boats.
Mm.
And in a couple of weeks when we finish the CES thing, I'm going to just show a couple of the boats at the boat show. And then one company that is producing a line unlike anything I've seen. So I'm saving that for an upcoming show. But anyway, it was great to walk around the boat show and not think about how cold it was outside.
Yeah. I'm sure.
And how about you? What's going on there?
Oh, my gosh. Let me think. Nothing much. Nothing much.
You know what? Is that a new Coke can?
This one? It has Santa what? On it. It has still
oh, my God.
Santa Coke can. It's oh, just older.
Oh, okay.
There he is.
I was thinking, oh, he's got the latest blend.
Yes, this is Spicy Coke. It's their newest invention. No, I'm really excited about the gadgets that we're showing on today's show. These were some of the most innovative
that
I liked, honestly. So pretty crazy stuff. I'll start off with the first gadget. We've all seen the Robo Vacuum Roomba craze, right? Well, this... What's the problem with the vacuums, the Robo vacuums, right? Is that
it keeps hitting stuff.
It keeps hitting stuff. It's not great mapping. But also, if you leave a thing on the floor, a sock, a wire, anything on the floor, it's a problem for that little robot. So this is a new robot from it's the Saros Z70, and on the top of it is a robotic arm that will pop out. This is a five-axis robotic arm. You'll see it come out here in just a second. And it can pick things up and move them out of the way or move them to a specific location that you've determined within the app. So like if it notices that it's a shoe, you can say shoes go in this place and it'll deliver it there. It can pick up things of 300 grams. I don't know how many pounds that is, but 300 grams. So not too heavy. Like I think of like a, I don't know, like a some a small package almost. So it's also incredibly thin. So the whole thing is only about 3 inches. It's just above 3 inches tall. And so that it can fit under stuff even with the arm and stuff like that. It does vacuuming.
Oh, so the arm goes down inside it.
Yes, and it has this, like, it'll fold away here in just a second. And it does, like, multiple maneuvers. There's also a video from the company that kind of goes through a bulleted list of every feature. So here's how it folds in.
Oh, there
it
goes. Oh, wow.
And then that lid will close it up. But there's that arm. I was trying to get a close-up of it there. So there you go. So... to give you their video does a little bit better of context, kind of showing you all the crazy, it like does like a lot of like almost actuating and things like that. So I'm really curious to show you that once this ad finishes playing. Why people put ads on their promo videos is beyond me.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
I know. I don't understand that. So it doesn't use... So one thing is that it doesn't use LiDAR. It uses their own image processing, and I'm forgetting the brand name that they call it, but it'll show it here in just a second. You can see there's a camera on that arm, even. Within the little pinchers, there's a camera. So it will still map out the room using its technology. It's the 2.0. There it is, the Starlight autonomous system, which helps map out the room. It's nice that there's no LiDAR system, because that on my current one, it takes up a little bit of room right there on the top. Now, this is not out yet. This that we're watching is obviously a 3D rendering, and then you saw what I saw at CES. So June 2025 is when it's supposed to release. But you saw right there, it picked up trash, put it in the trash can, picked up a shoe, put it where it goes. There's that design. I wanted to get to the brushes here. Oh, this is also an industry first. Oh, as it says, it will lift up the unit to get over humps, which is something that is actually was a difficult problem in my last house, is that thresholds between the tile floor and the wooden floor would have a bit of a bump, and it was impossible to get over it. You can see here that it has an auto mop system, and those little mop heads will pop out. They'll like push out of the unit to get closer to things like chair legs and stuff like that. This is them showing off their pet mode, which is you can like call your pet and interact with your pet, and you can also personally drive the unit using the app. So they're showing off this sort of like automatic fetch feature, it looks like they're hoping to build in, where it would like throw a ball or something like that. So here's the dock.
Does it vacuum after doing all this?
When it goes back to the dock, yes, it would vacuum as it's doing that. When it goes back to the dock, it'll unload what it picked up. It'll also clean its brushes with 80 Celsius. Water, and that will clean the bottom brushes, and then it'll suck out all the dust as well. So this is like the premium, top of the line, most expensive offering.
$799.
Well, we don't know the price yet.
Oh, we don't. Okay.
They haven't announced it, but they're the next lowest model. Like the other thing that they announced at CES that's coming out in February, that is priced at $1,599. So $1,600 for that. So you can guess that this would be more expensive than that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Super interested.
Rachel said, does it fold clothes? This could be folding mate.
It needs to be folding mate. It needs to be folding mate. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really does. Another feature is that it has a brush that is supposed to not get clogged with pet hair. And in the video that we saw, it looked like it had like a knife that cut the hair. But I also saw a different video from the company that made it look like it was a brush that could like twist the hair off of it. So anyway,
I saw the twisting motion.
Yeah. So it had some type of hair removal system, which is honestly like this is the hope with a Roomba is always you don't have to babysit it. Is it just cleans the house every day? It does its thing automatically, and I don't have to worry about it. But the reality with all of the ones that I've owned so far is you kind of have to prep the house for a clean, look through everything, make sure that there's nothing that's going to snag on, move some cords. Oh, that sock is right there, and then set it up to start cleaning. And then hopefully it did a good job and didn't get stuck on anything. And so I'll check back in, you know, 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it's claiming to have more AI powered like decision making in what it what it decides to do with stuff. So that would also be very intriguing that, you know, it's not as dumb as some of these other vacuums. So there you go.
Well, you know, it's so funny that we're talking about this. Yesterday on Facebook, I posted that I woke up and was surprised to have a note from my robo-vac that said, listen, I'm supposed to go around obstacles on the floor. There is so much crap here. I have left your apartment, and I am on the road hoping someone with a better home finds me before my power runs out.
That's really funny.
By the way, you can keep the docking station because I had no way to carry it. So
I can just imagine this little robot writing that letter. Marker.
Yes, exactly. It could.
It could.
It could.
I could see it. I could see it. That little arm, it grabs a little pin.
It's gone.
Yes. It's a little sad little blocky letters that look a little bit like Arial.
Well, you could send it to the store with the arm.
You know, that is what the Tesla robot thing is going to be. So Tesla has been developing, because of all the AI that they had to put in the cars, they were like, we have to kind of understand the entire world. So if we could put a robot in the world that understands the world the way our cars do, that'd be amazing. So they've started building these humanoid-looking robots to do that. So that's his dream. Is that everyone gets like the maid robot that can pick up the house, take out the dog, go to the grocery store type of thing. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I understand the first one got hit by a Tesla.
So right. Maybe they shouldn't leave the house for a little while. They should probably be confined. Honestly, they probably can't get that far. They probably have confined to an hour off the charging dock. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like hotels actually use robots to bring towels up to
the room. Towels, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so that was the first gadget. Next here is, honestly, let's just toss to the next one. Oh, that was not what I thought it was. So let's toss to this one instead.
We're here with Filippo with a new, it looks like, child gadget. Tell me more. What are we looking at?
Yeah, this is Storyphones, and it's the first smart headphones that allows children to be entertained without necessarily using a screen or being connected to a Wi-Fi or a network in general. By simply attaching a story shield, that's what we call this disc, a story will be played. And the kids can interact with multiple story shields, as you can see it here in this case, and change the content that they're listening to. On top of that, by rotating the disc, you can also change the chapter. But it's not just the end. When you remove the shields, the headphones goes in Bluetooth mode, and you can still use the headphone to do everything else, like connecting to a smartphone, making a phone call, listen to music, or watching a movie if you have to. The moment you reattach the shields, it will disconnect automatically, and you are directly entertained by an audio story.
That is incredible. So, and this is made for kids, so I assume, is there any type of maybe audio, making sure that it doesn't get too loud, anything that built in?
There is an application, a companion application, that allows you to set up to 3 different volume limitations, 65, 75, 85, and 94 decibel, depending on the situation. 75 for toddler, 85 for standard, but 94 is very important when you're traveling, especially in an airplane. When the, how do you say, background noise is very loud, you need a little bit higher volume in order to be entertained. Otherwise, you risk not to hear anything.
Sounds good. And how long are the stories?
Well, this is very interesting because we need to understand who is the target audience. So we have stories from 3 to 5 years old. These are, let's say, the shorter 35 minutes because they contain stories of around 1 to 2 minutes each, right? When you go to 5 to 7, 8 years old, kids start to be more engaged. They want to have only one or two stories, a little bit longer. And when you go to teenagers, up to 12, 13 years old, we have even one story of 120 minutes inside because they want to actually have the experience of the audiobook.
Absolutely. And then how much are the headphones and then the stories? How much are those?
So the headphones retails at $79.99 now in Target, and the story shields retail at $10.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Okie dokie. There you go. Story phones. Okay. I find them.
Do you know how many stories is on a disc?
So it depends on the market, the like he was saying. So for like the kids' stories, there's more stories, but they're shorter. The max number I heard him say was 120 minutes, so 2 hours.
Okay, okay.
Here is, I think I may have actually found the wrong thing on, oh no, this is correct. Okay, here we go. So here's Story Phones. This is them on Amazon. He just mentioned the price of $79.99 at Target, which is worth looking at because right now they're $100 on Amazon. Record your own content. Oh, with that story shield. Oh, look at that. So worth it. I probably should just Google to see if I can find it on Target. There you go. Here we are. Okay, so let's see what they are at Target. It's still loading here. $100. He quoted the wrong price to me.
Yeah, you know, that happens a lot with Black and Decker. They'll tell you one price, and then you'll find out, and it's more.
Exactly. Okay, so let's look at this.
Oh, and the stories, he said $10. The stories are $15.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to update the pricing model, I hope. So let's see if, does this have a description? No, it doesn't have like an actual description of what, I was wondering if it said exactly which tracks you got, you know, what you're listening to, but, doesn't look like it. There you go. That is Story Phones. What do you think? What do you think of Story Phones? Dickie D.
My feeling is, I think you can get stories easier off the internet for kids to listen to without paying $15 for whatever number it is.
That's a really good point. Is honestly, if you're spending, you know, even the smaller price that he quoted us, which is $79, but it looks like if you spend $100 on headphones, you could also spend $20 on headphones or $5 on headphones at Five Below and the YouTube Kids app, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Now, you know, there's another, like a, I will say on that point, there is another gadget that we're going to look at next week that is even more atrocious in pricing than this is for what I think is less content. So I'm really interested to have your opinion on that. Just
well,
keep
this. I can
tell
you now, I hate it.
Keep this conversation in mind next week.
Okay.
So that is Hubble's Story Phones. There you go. And Story Phones is spelled exactly how you think. Okay. So next up, we have. This may be an over-covered product at this point because we keep talking about it, but today we're releasing the footage. This is, and I still don't know exactly how to say it, the Nakasa? Nakasa?
You know, I always just say the Magic One steamer.
Yeah, the Magic One vacuum steamer. They were there. There was such a crowd that I wasn't really able to get a one-on-one interview, but I got this footage for y'all. And then later when he's demonstrating it, the audio will pick back up and you'll be able to hear him demonstrate it just a bit more. But this is their steamer. It's a vacuum and a steamer. They're calling this concoction Air Iron Technology. Woo! So you won't have to hold down your garments as you steam them. This will create suction, which will keep it up against the steamer, which is a lot more pleasant than the other ones. I also really like the size. So let's listen in.
Now, to me, the steaming comes in his dog. You can use it as a traditional steamer, right? However, you can turn on this by a this button. Now you turn on the vacuum. So he created an air, what do you call it?
Air.
So what it does is, you see, you suck so close.
Then you don't have to stretch it.
Yeah, you don't have to stretch it anymore.
Right.
All you need to do, you slowly pull it down.
What?
Now your eyes will search.
Right.
I'm captain.
That's so easy with one hand.
Very easy to use.
Okay.
Hard to call it one hand operation. And then because the size of it and the weight, so it can sell as well as sell.
But I can.
Right.
No, I think
that's true. Yes, team. And then here, so.
There you go. So this will, of course, work as a steamer. So it'll be 99% sterilized by the end of your steam. And the water tank will hold 3.2 ounces, which they say will iron 3 to 5 shirts, depending on how iron heavy you are. It's priced at $150, but I've seen it available. In fact, we just saw it available for $100.
Yes, on Amazon right now, it says 1/3 off. On their own website, it was $149, but if you bought it in the next month, it was $129. But now on Amazon, it's $99.
I know. This is crazy. Which is really funny because I'm pretty sure that the press release that I read says available February.
Yes, yes.
And this is like all it says is going to ship out February 24th or be there. It's already $50 off. It's like feels like they haven't even released the thing.
Yeah, but they only have 14 ratings, so I guess they really just started selling it. But you're right. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe they just want to get a lot of in the hands of people.
Maybe they're testing the market. Maybe they're seeing. I mean, I could absolutely see that. They're just going to test it for a week. Buy them now. Anyway.
It could be. A lot of those 1/3 off things. I bought something and I forgot to click. I put it in my cart. But I didn't click buy. And the next morning I got up and I clicked buy and I went, wait a minute, this is $20 more than it was when I put it in my cart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It turned out that it was just a sale for the day. So anyway.
This has both been one of our favorite gadgets that we've seen. I think
It's very clever.
I've had to steam garments while traveling. I love the size. I love not needing to get out the iron board. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool little gadget. So there we go. Moving on to the last gadget, the fourth gadget.
Oh, I wanted to. I read a lot about this. I'm anxious to see this.
How? I don't think I did the video when I was editing. I don't think I did it justice. Okay, they're saying full phone power, fully charged phone, in 2 seconds. That's stupid, right? Like, no, that's not going to happen. That you cannot charge a phone in 2 seconds. So let's see, how do they do it? How do they do it?
Hey everybody, Chad here at Pepcom, and we are taking a look at Swipit. And I see this power in less than 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Because I like powering my devices fast.
So we got an iPhone 15 Pro here. We got a 16 Plus right here. We work across all phone models as long as you got our case. We've integrated a 3,500 milliamp battery into the case. We smartly manage that power to mean that once that battery is in your case, you've got instant access to it. You don't got to wait for it to charge your phone. As soon as that's in there, you charge it. So if I've got a 15 Pro in my hand, if I'm on 30% and I'm walking out the door, I put it in. I wait for 2 seconds until the light goes green. I take it out, and I've got 100% battery.
That is incredible. So inside is a mechanism that will replace the battery.
We've got 5 batteries that are inside. So in the 2 seconds that it takes for me to put my phone in and pull it out, we lock the phone in place. We take your empty battery. We replace it with a new battery. We read your circuit to make sure that it's our battery and not a random battery that's going into it. We take it out, and then in 4 seconds, we reshuffle to get the most optimal battery in place. Your other battery to the back to be charged, and you can charge again. So 5 people can get up to 90% charge in 30 seconds.
And then so the old battery's already in there. It's charging. About how long does it take to refresh that battery?
It takes about, that battery went in at about 70%, it's going to take about 30 minutes. Yeah? So you can check on our app then exactly what you need to... where your system is at. So I just got a swipper right here. I'm not sure if you can see this. I can see that my link is at 100%. My phone is at 100%. We've done a lot of demos. I can check out my battery status. They're all at 100% right now. So if I swap, I'm going to get a brand new fresh battery. I've got some roommates or I've got some kids that keep taking my batteries. I can reserve one for myself to make sure there's going to be one there. I can add people to my circle. I can see their location. I can get a notification when they're at 15% and be like, hey, Bobby, my kid, go charge your phone and I'll leave you alone and you can leave me alone and where everybody's happy, right? So that's what we're all about.
Two questions. If you are out and about and you have to charge your phone, how difficult is it?
Plug it in. Yeah, we got same data transfer, is just as good as iPhone. Plug your phone in. We charge it just as fast, 25 watts. Charge your phone first, then we charge your case. So that is permanent power.
Easy. And then what is the price?
So it's $450 for the home unit. Right now we're doing 30% off for pre-orders. And we're also doing an extra $100 off your total cart for Pepcom.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Very much, man. Thanks, Chad.
There you go.
So tell me the price again.
Oh, man, I've already forgotten it. It went right out of my head. Let me look it up. I think it was pre-order in...
Did he say 200?
Which hub would we like? Let's choose the black one, and then we'll do the brown.
Oh, there it's
beige.
Right on the side. $450 for the hub, now $350.
Ah, there we go. Okay, cool.
But does it come with one battery or many batteries?
I think it comes fully stocked. Add a system. There you go. I think it'll come with the batteries inside. That would be a bummer if it's just the dock without batteries.
Well, my guess is it would come with one. You know, in one of the press releases, I think it said additional batteries, $100 or something.
Now, here's the thing is the... See here, so this is what you need, right, is the link, yeah, which is the case. So I want to see also how much our new case is, because that would matter. Give me the store. I guess they're all in pre-order mode, so I can't see exactly how much a case, just a case, cost. I would hate to get that thing, and then it only has like a battery in it. Doubles functions. Well, I will say that my first impression was kind of, okay, it's not charging your phone, it's just swapping your battery. So like,
yeah.
Okay, now that little magic trick is over with, okay, cool. I thought that it was a lot to do over what you kind of can do with just a MagSafe, right? Is if you get one of the MagSafe batteries, you can magnetize it to the back of an iPhone. It'll charge through the MagSafe. So it's pretty similar. But I do like that the case is much more robust. I assume that the battery is a bigger battery. In fact, I probably should have done that research on my own before I got here. But the milliamp hours of that battery, I assume, is bigger than typically is an attachable battery. And then the swappable thing is really cool, that you have this base that keeps everything charged. That is like a really, nice thing. It's all kind of self-contained. Super spendy, super, Giz 57634 agrees with me. But it would be really cool. I mean, that would be the coolest thing, is I wouldn't have to worry about charging my phone ever. ever? Like, I could, before I go to bed, swap the battery. And then when I wake up, swap the battery. And then before I go outside, swap the battery. I mean, that actually started getting me thinking, pretty cool, pretty cool. I actually kind of like that. I don't think I'd do it anytime soon for $350, but...
Boy, cool. No, that's pretty pricey,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, okay. I like the idea.
I like the idea, too.
The problem is, I think if you're sleepy, you make it up and put your phone in the toaster. And then when you get, God, not only is my battery dead, my phone.
Ah, my phone I toasted my phone again, y'all. Again, you believe it? You should know after 2 seconds, though, if it's toasted.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
I wonder if this would work. I keep thinking that this seems like a product that would be perfect in like a WeWork or like a just an office space situation.
Oh, and, you know, that would be, yes. That'd
I was
be
thinking
great
that. Sport. But like, you have to take the thing home, you know? And I kind of feel like it kind of, I don't know why this, like plugging it your phone in at night, it seems like, okay, you're just going to charge the battery in the case anyway. It seems like not really getting a lot out of it. But yeah, that's kind of the only thing that I could think of is that, hey, you get to the office and you can swap your battery. But I think it makes more sense in the home. Like, I don't think that makes as much sense. Anyway, with that, we are going to head. Do we call this the warehouse? We call
this
the warehouse.
Yes, we call it the warehouse because the question is it in somebody's warehouse or is the company? Yeah, what we do is we show the video. I found this video from 10 years ago. The product was very big at the show. Everybody would say, oh, have you seen the Zolt? And it suddenly dawned on me when I was looking at this video, thinking, did they even survive?
Right.
So, yeah. So it could be. They could be in the warehouse. But we'll look at the video and then chat room. Post whether you think this gadget. Don't Google it. Nobody's Googled it here.
No, we haven't. Okay, I'm trying to find the beginning of the video.
CES 2015.
Zolt.
It's the same.
Now we're in the show.
It was very funny. Out in Vegas, they were playing our theme song.
Wow. Man, we have really gotten popular. It's like branding.
But this is better. There you go. Wait a minute. No, this is... This is, I tell you what.
The show hasn't changed much, folks.
Can you explain what this is?
Okay, I got the same show that we had back then. There we are.
Is trying to end the Gizwiz. We're here live at CES. You know, you buy a laptop, you love the laptop, you pay the guy, you got to carry your little laptop around with you every day, and then he says, oh, don't forget, you got to carry that with you. What? Are you kidding me? Well, now there's a way not to carry that, but just to carry this. And we're going to talk to a gentleman who started the company called...
Zolt, which charges pretty much any laptop. It's the smallest, the lightest, and the smartest charger that you'll find on the planet today.
Now, I have a 17-inch HP laptop at home, and then I have a tablet. I have a lot of different laptops. I could... use this on each one of them?
You can use this on any laptop as long as the total power that you draw from the wall socket is less than 70 watts. So this is a 70 watt charger.
Okay. And you know, I noticed that there's a plug built right into the bottom here.
70 watts is a lot.
So this is all you have to carry with you.
That's all you have to carry with you. We provide you with a cable. It's a USB to a genetic laptop cable connector. And there's a genetic cable, and we provide you with 7 tips that actually come along with this.
Let's show the 7 tips over here.
Yep. And they fit pretty much 90% of all the laptops that are out in the market at this point in time. So you plug these 2 things in, and then you plug this one into your
so
laptop.
So funny to see the old
and then you
connector.
Plug this one into
isn't it?
Little laptop socket in here. Have all your devices getting charged at the same time.
Wow. And you know, your PR guy said that this is a rotating plug.
It's a rotating plug as well. So if you had plugged this in, let's say, like this into this socket, you could actually rotate this 90 degrees just to make sure that you're not interfering in any power.
Anything else. And now that's we get to good. The price.
It's available $99.99 retail. It's going to be available in the market in May. You can, starting tomorrow, pre-order this for $79.99 on our website, gozolt.com.
Great. And you know what? I don't think I asked your name.
Dinesh Ramanathan. I'm the CEO of the company.
The CEO of the company. You see, we go right to the top here. And give the website one more time.
It's gozolt, G-O-Z-O-L-T.com.
And 79, how much was the price?
It's $79.99 during CES. After that, it'll be available retail $99.99.
Okay, perfect. This is a really easy thing to carry around. It is so small that I don't think he'll notice I put it in my pocket as I walk away. You got to do something at the show. We're going to go around, find more stuff.
Okay. Well, that was okay. Zolt.
So, Chad, you never knew about Zolt?
You know, that's me talking to you, so apparently I did.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's right. We were at these events. We would each go out and do our own videos.
Yes. Yeah. I do remember this. I didn't remember any of the specs. It's really interesting to see there was 75 watts, which is actually a ton.
Back then, that was amazing.
That's a lot of watts.
Yeah. And that it had four outlets. I forgot that. It not only powered your laptop, but charged other stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay, so I have not looked at the website. I've loaded it up. I pulled it off screen.
Okay. You think it's still around?
No. My guess is no. That, mostly because while he was saying stuff, I was like, oh, that's what Anchor does now. Like,
Okay.
I was like, who does this? Anchor. You know, like, in fact, one of the things before we look at their website... what this product reminded me the most of is their Anchor Nano line. Oops, I totally misclicked out of there. This is the one that I own, the Nano 2. I've owned it for a few years. So it's only $27, and it's a 45-watt charger that is tiny. I mean, this is like almost the size of like the original like iPhone chargers, right? Like it's teeny tiny. It's 45. It's not 75 like the other, but it's cheap. You know, only $27, and this would charge all laptops. Maybe not super fast, but it'll charge really all laptops. You know, if they have a USB-C nowadays, all of them do. That would fast charge a phone, also. So that was where my head was going was this is probably why they don't exist is because there is a huge competitor now and it's Anchor. So let's see. We're going to see together. I'm going to pull up the website at the same time. Oh, you can't see my screen here. Okay, well, here. Well, wait a second. Okay, it's in. Okay, I can see it. Y'all are going to see it here. Just making sure. I saw the Tale of Elves and it kind of scared me. I don't know what this was. This looks like this website's been taken over by an Indonesian company.
Oh.
Gozolt.com takes you to here. I don't know what this is.
Will the elves charge your phone?
Zolt Charger. Let's see what the...
what Google says?
Yeah, what Google says. Okay, there's an Amazon link, so I'll click that first.
Oh, okay.
If Amazon... not a good sign. Not a good sign. Not a good sign. That's what Zolt Charger... The charger part of Zolt Charger is coming up. Nothing. I see a thing about them. Zolt is a pretty specific... I see this review... The verdict, 4 stars. There it is, the Zolt.
Yeah, see, so it turned out to be a gadget warehouse.
Yeah, gadget warehouse confirmed.
Yeah.
Pretty darn cool. Scooter X is also, I have high hopes for this because I can see the URL. Here is what killed Zolt. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Bam!
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You know, it doesn't do the rotating feature. It's not quite as slim, but this is a four-port 140-watt, so
wow.
double the power. The power, $10 less, I guess it's $89. They were saying $79 at the show, and then, what did you say, $99?
Yeah, $79 if you ordered it before they shipped it.
Right. So same, a similar price, three USB-C, one USB-A, and it looks like it even has a screen on it. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yeah, that's I'm sorry, here. Were you looking at some?
No, I was going to say, does it show what the four different plugs are doing?
Oh, let's look at that. Port specific details.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. Temperature data. And you have an interactive control button. So that's what the Pro
features. I'm glad I don't have a Zolt.
You'd be looking over there thinking, I wish I had about 65 more watts right now. That'd be really
cool. Yeah.
Hello, Waffles.
Yeah.
So Zolt is no more.
Is gone.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, well, let's head into the letter.
Our email is actually a little video from Mo, who said you guys were talking about sending emails to yourself or sending emails in the future. And he said this video should be helpful. So here's Mo's video.
Perfect. That's going to take me a bit. It's loading. And here it is.
Wanted to do a really quick video, sort of like a follow-up to the comment you were making in regards to Leo sending himself a future email 10 years down the line, or anybody sending themselves a future email. I used a service called Boomerang. Boomerang is an extension you add to your web browser that allows you to resend yourself or send anyone emails in the future. You get, for the service, you get 10 free a month, and then you have to pay a fee. Recently, I stopped using Boomerang because Gmail now offers a similar service. This, I don't know how long Gmail has been doing this. This is the web browser version, so I don't know if the app version is the same thing. But basically, you just compose an email. So here we are in sending an email, the page that pops up when you're going to send an email through Gmail web browser. I don't know if the app works the same way, but this is the way the web version works. So now that we've composed this email to send to our favorite GizWiz host, go to the bottom where the send option is, and we click on that little arrow. This is where we choose to schedule a send, and we schedule it. So after we click on the schedule a send, you're gonna see the default option will be three choices, but then we can pick a date in the future. So let's see how far in the future I can send this email to my favorite podcast host.
See you in 100 years. Ah.
Wow.
So it looks like the furthest date I can pick is August 29th, 2070. And let's click schedule send.
Jeez.
On the bottom left, you'll see the indication that the email was sent successfully, or it's actually scheduled to send. And to undo or redo the email, you can go to your schedule folder on your left-hand side, and as you can see, I have three set there, and you can edit, delete, or do whatever you want under the scheduled folder one. So I thought you'd guys like to know this. It's free. It's part of Gmail. I love it. Too bad, though. It's gonna put a lot of companies out of business. All right. Love the show. Thank you. Bye.
That is...
So Gmail has it right? Everybody has this?
I guess so, yeah. Can yeah, actually, I have seen this. Here, let me open up a Gmail and see if I got it right now. Compose. There we go. Let me see. I know he just showed it to me, but I've also lost where it is. So there it is. Yeah, schedule send. I have it. So, yeah.
Can you show us your screen? You can't. That's okay.
Yeah, no, really. Okay. Yeah, I don't really want to show my inbox.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, no,
okay.
I have it.
Okay.
I can
Mo,
even check.
Thank you. This is great.
I can check my...
I'm going to start sending stuff to people way in the future.
It's great when it's 2 a.m. and you're like, I don't want people to know that I'm sending this email at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'll send this at 7 a.m. and it'll look like I'm an early riser.
That's good. That's good. Or you can say, what do you mean? I emailed you 15 years ago.
Yeah. You just haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah. Stop it must being be Gmail.
So impatient. Oh, my gosh. Let me see. How did I
do that? Check your 10-year in the future folder. I think it's in there.
Okay, I think I got a... Here we go. Let's see this. Boop. There we go. I took over my whole inbox. And then this... Get out of here, desktop notifications. Boop. Schedule send.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So we got it. We got it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the letter, Mo.
That was great, Mo.
And remind people before we move on where people can send in their videos.
Okay. We have one more week of finding an old CES video, and we'll vote to the company. Are they still around? And then we return to doing regular warehouse videos. So we'd love to get a video or videos from new people, okay? Just use your phone, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. You can be in it if you want, or just make sure we can see the object, hear your voice, make sure it's in landscape mode. Anything to do with a gadget, an old gadget, a brand new gadget you love, a brand new gadget you hate, as long as it's a gadget, make the video, put it up on YouTube. And when you upload a video, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted and send us that URL. And then, as we say, 99% of all the videos we get, we show. And you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. or Canada. And if you live other places in the world, I'll autograph an 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and send you a high-res image for you to print out wherever you are, okay? So mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now.
It'd be great. Somebody new, just take your phone. It's so easy.
There's so many gadgets out there, too. And something that you use all the time or never use. Great options.
Exactly. You have no excuse.
No excuse. Want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every episode. So thank you so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. patreon.com/gizwiz. That is our Patreon. Or you can head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and there's a big old banner that'll take you there. Or there's a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal, and you can, also, tip us through PayPal. So thank you for that. Head over to our website, gizwiz.tv, where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's any schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website. Head on over there and join us. And the website will just be taken over by the live stream around that time. So... all you have to do is head over there about that time. Join the chat room. Fantastic group of folks. And if you aren't here for the live show, we have all of our episodes here on our website or our YouTube channel or Apple Podcasts. You can find us all over the internet. head on over. We got one more spot for you to go. Gizwiz.biz. That's Diggy D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link back, head on over there to find out more. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? And this is an entire gadget, but you don't get to know what it is. You have to guess what it is. And this is obvious to me that this is a bolt sizer for my first Tonka truck.
That's pretty good. That's actually a pretty good guess. Old
plastic bolts need to be bolted down.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent guess.
There you go. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.